Perjumpaan kita
ketika tersentuh
hatiku dirimu
tergoda terjaga
hatimu diriku dikala perjumpaan kita. Sampingmu terasa gejolak hatiku, kau mempesona,
ku terpesona,
menembus dan jauh di kau.
Betapa tiada nestapa bagaikan indahnya semesta. Perjumpaan kita terpikat tersentuh
hatiku diri
tergoda terjaga
hatimu diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Indonesia.
Hai Tuan.
Hai Nona.
Tuan kesepian, tak punya teman, hatinya rapuh, tapi berlagak tangguh. Oh, Nona tak berkawan, tak pernah rasakan cinta. Sungguh pandai berhayal, mimpi itu alamnya. Mereka berdua bertemu di satu sudut taman kota, bertatap tapi tak bicara, masing-masingnya menganalisa. Tuan, apa yang salah padamu? Mengapa wajahmu ada seribu? Tuan, apa yang salah padamu? Seakan dunia hanya kamu, kamu, kamu,
Tuan
kamu
berkata.
Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Apa enaknya tenggelam dalam hayal? Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Kau tahu ku tak punya hati, kau masih saja menanti. Na 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 apa yang salah padamu? Mengapa wajahmu ada seribu? Tuhan, apa yang salah padamu? Seakan dunia hanya kamu, kamu,
Tuhan berkata,
Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Apa enak yang tenggelam dalam hayal? Nona, apa yang salah padamu? Kau tahu ku tak punya hati, kau masih saja menanti. Cinta pada Tuhan, Tuhan menunggu yang lain. Nona, tak peduli walau Tuhan tak pernah peduli sekitarnya. Nona, jatuh cinta pada Tuhan, Tuhan menunggu yang lain. Nona, tak peduli walau Tuhan tak pernah peduli sekitarnya.
And that is Tua Dada Kesepian by Tulus or The Lonely Mr. and Mrs. Apparently it is an original soundtrack. Not really an original soundtrack, but it also used, but it is one best piece coming from Tulus, released in 2011. I wish that you guys will enjoy that song. And now let's go with the latest update related to Indonesia. It's about an Indonesian, we can say, famous figure. He is a well-known mentalist, magician, and also right now, currently, he's famous for having a very, very famous podcast on our YouTube channel. Not our, but in Indonesian YouTube channel, which is Deddy Corbuzier. So Deddy just appointed by the Defense Minister Syafri Samsudin as one of his special staff members at the Defense Ministry office on Tuesday. And the announcement was made by the minister via his Instagram account at 1 PM Jakarta time. And along with Deddy, Syafri also inaugurated 5 other special staff members like Lenis Koyoga, Chris Wijoyo Supandi, and a lot of other names. And he explained that the appointment of these special staff members emphasizes the importance of strategic collaboration in maintaining the national sovereignty. And he added that besides appointing them as the new staff member, special staff member of the defense minister, they were also given award the Dharma Defense Medal, which is symbolizing the recognition for their tireless contribution. And as he wrote on his Instagram account, he said that with this new mandate, it is expected to bring forth innovations and policies that will strengthen further the national defense for the future of a stronger and sovereign Indonesia.
Aku menginginkanmu. Aku di sini untuk memilikimu. Katakan bila itu bukan maumu. Karena aku kini tak dapat berpindah ke hati yang lain. Getaran jiwa mengungkapkan maksudnya. Aku di sini merasakan indahnya. Katakan bila pindah ke hati yang lain.
Lady, I know you're the one for me. Lady, you're the one I need.
Don't know that I want to love you. I give my all for you to love you.
Lady, I know you're the one for me. I know you're the one I need.
Going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and Wadung Yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, Wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides Wadung Yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as kaying, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Puri Sabtadela. Thank you for listening.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Aku ingin
His voice of Indonesia, and there was Afghan with Lestari yang Merdu. And now I'd like to talk about something called positive fictitious scheme, which is a system of business permit issuance that is being worked on or being developed by the Indonesia's Ministry of Investment and Downstreaming or the Investment Coordinating Board. And this system will be based on the positive fiction scheme. And according to the Minister's Deputy for Investment Climate Development, Riyatno, apparently the positive fiction scheme refers to the automatic issuance of permits if the deadline specified in the licensing process has passed. And Riyatno informed that his party has discussed the implementation of this business permit scheme, particularly dividing the permits into two types. So for the business permits, there will be around 900 permits and divided into two: access rights and integration rights. And how does the employers or companies reacted to this? So the chair of Association of Indonesian Employers, Shinta Kamdeni, said this effort will help advance the business climate in the country since the licensing process in the country is still known to take months. So by making it quicker, it will also improve the business climate in the country.
Dear, what can I do for you?
Will you go and swing along tonight? Just take a step and they'll do the rest. Just let it flow, it will grow.
Just like the moonbeam up in the sky tonight. Never mind trouble that may have come.
Just go along with the dancers and our playing.
But let's go and dance. Do a tango or a mambo jumbo, I don't care.
Hello dear, what can I do for you?
Will you go and sing along tonight? Just take a step and they'll do the rest. Just let it flow and you will glow.
Just like the moon.
prefer to go swinging.
Hello dear, what can I do for you?
Mocha featuring Bob Tutupoli with a song entitled Swing It Bob. And while we, as I told you, we are having Jazzy Bossa Nova vibe, why don't we take a very big leap into what we call an Indonesian traditional music. It's gonna be very different, but I wish it will be interesting for you. We have a story about Rampak Beduk from Banten. Stay tuned on NRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Swing it, Bob.
Voice of Indonesia.
In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Banten, namely Pandeglang. Actually, this region is not far from Jakarta. The province was part of West Java province, but it has been expanded since 2000 based on the new law number 23/2000. Its central government is in Serang. The region has traditions which are still preserved by people and supported by Banten Tourism Office. One of the traditions which is still preserved by Pandeglang people is Rampak Beduk. Almost in all mosques, beduk is found and used by local people as media to remind obligatory prayers time. The word of rampak means serempak, or in English means simultaneous. So, rampak beduk is beduk art by using waditra, namely many beduk and beaten simultaneously, and it produces beautiful typical rhythm. Rampak beduk only exists in Banten as characteristic of Banten's culture. Rampak beduk is development of beduk art or ngadulak. Ngabeduk can be played by someone professional.
Jauh sebelum ada berdirinya kesultanan, itu Banten.
Long before the establishment of Banten Sultanate, there was Sundanese kingdom, which was not different from its tradition and language with West Java. When the Sultanate entered to Banten region, there was cultural assimilation between Javanese and Sundanese cultures. Thus, Banten has many sources which can be found from local traditions. It can be seen from its art and its north beach. Take for example, many arts are in Islamic nuance. South Banten has more tradition related to religious rituals, especially to commemorate or just express gratitude to the god on its abundant harvest. Rampak Beduk was performed for the first time in 1950. At the time, in Pandeglang district, competition was held among hamlets. Then, in 1960 to 1970, Haji Ilan created creative dance in Rampak Beduk, which has developed today. Then, Rampak Beduk is again developed by Burhatta, Juju, and Rahmat. Therefore, Haji Ilan and his friends are the figures of Rampak Beduk art. From those artists, Rampak Beduk art spread to other regions. Until the end of 2002, there were many Rampak Beduk groups. For the first time, Rampak Beduk was to welcome the holy months of Ramadan and Idul Fitri. It performs is like Ngabeduk or Ngadulat.
Awalnya ngadu beduk ini memperlihatkan kejantanan sebuah kampung gitu ya.
At the beginning, to compete, beduk was to show masculinity of a hamlet where young men or residents of the hamlet had power. More beduks which are owned showed that the hamlet had a man who was stronger. When Idul Fitri or when Ramadan came, there was tradition where resistance conducted beduk nganjor.
Tentu beduknya tidak sebesar yang beduk di Tabuk.
Nganjor was to move. Certainly, its beduk was not as big as beduk which was beaten when there was a competition. Because then, nganjor was mobile and its beduk were smaller to carry around alleyway. Those people who carried it shouted one another and then they met in one place to play together. Beduk itself is one of percussion instruments. Interestingly, the typical beduk of Banten is not made from wood like other beduk in Indonesia. Beduk from Banten is made from coconut trunk, which is perforated on the middle. Then, one side is covered by using cow leather and tied with discarding made from guava tree. Tampak beduk is genial art and can attract the audiences so that Rampak beduk is worth selling, similar with other commercial musical art. Although the originators and players are based on religious motivation, Rampak beduk artists and creators view it as valuable work of art.
Bagi masyarakat Pandeglang, beduk adalah sebuah tradisi.
According to the people in Pandeglang, beduk is tradition which become power and symbol of masculinity. Then, it develops as other tradition and it follows the changing times, which originally come from music only. When there is requirement for performance, technical elements of the performance are combined with the art. There are choreography, fashion arrangements, stage arrangements, and many others. Now, people call it as Rampak Beduk. Actually, it is not only music, but also dance, fine art, theater in it. Religious, economic, and creative values make Banten people be able to preserve Rampak Beduk. The functions of the values make Rampak Beduk survive from the influence of foreign culture, which is loved by young generation. Rampak Beduk is not only an art for Banten people, but also a tradition.
Sebuah tradisi itu akan bertahan jika masyarakat.
A tradition will survive if people need it. It is possible if young people want to preserve it without surviving it. And Karang Tanjung belonging to Kembang Tanjung Studio proves that they do not only talk but also do it. What the elder did with various creations and package still survive, and this is loved by young people. Creative art will develop rapidly. Rampak Beduk is getting richer and richer with creativity without eliminating values which have been determined in the art. Diversity and togetherness exist clearly in Rampak Beduk. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Banten featuring Rampak Beduk. Thank you for listening. And sampai jumpa.
from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Now here's the juice. First, the headlines. Prabowo emphasizes his commitment to eradicate corruption. Ministry of Culture emphasizes the preservation of Pantun as World Heritage. And here's the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto emphasized his commitment to eradicate corruption. The president also invited law enforcement officials to act firmly against corruptor. Full detail reported by Dora Pardidi.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has ordered law enforcers in Indonesia, ranging from the Attorney General's Office, the National Police, the Financial and Development Supervisory Agency, to the Corruption Eradication Commission, to take firm action against corruptors. This was conveyed by President Subianto in his remarks at the opening ceremony of the 18th Congress of Muslimat Nahdlatul Ulama in Surabaya, East Java, Monday. Prabowo delivered the order as a follow-up after previously warning corruptors to return the stolen public money in the first 100 days of his administration.
Saya katakan sudah 100 hari. Mbok,
I said it's been 100 days. Hey, corruptors, please clean up yourself. Please return what you have stolen back to the people. I've been waiting for more than 100 days.
Saya tunggu 100 hari, 102 hari.
The Attorney General, Indonesian Police Chief, the Financial and Development Supervisory Agency, and Corruption Eradication Commission, please take firm action.
BPKP, KPK, silakan.
President Prabowo said that this firm step must be taken to crack down on corruptors because the Indonesian people are now fed up and can no longer be lied to. with the support of the people, the president feels that legal action is needed so that the Indonesian wealth is no longer misused. Dora Pardede reporting.
Indonesian Heritage Agency opened a temporary exhibition on Chinese Indonesian heritage at Indonesian National Museum in Jakarta on Monday. The exhibition titled Kongsi, China's Acculturation in Nusantara, features artifacts across Indonesia, including sculptures, fashion, and historical items influenced by the Chinese. Indonesia's Minister of Culture, Fadli Zon, in his remarks said the exhibition showed the significant influences of Indonesia's Chinese communities on the country's life.
Indonesian Heritage Agency opened a temporary exhibition on Chinese Indonesian heritage at the Indonesian National Museum in Jakarta on Monday, February 10th. The exhibition, titled Kongsi, Chinese Acculturation in Nusantara, features artifacts across Indonesia, including sculptures, fashion, and historical items influenced by the Chinese. Indonesia's Minister of Culture, Fadli Zon, in his remarks said, the exhibition showed the significant influences of Indonesia's Chinese communities on the country's life.
For centuries, Indonesia has been a meeting point of civilization where cultures merge and evolve. Among the most significant influences is the rich legacy of the Chinese community, whose presence in the Nusantara dates back over 1,000 years through trade, migration, and cultural exchange. This exhibition is a testament to a long history of cultural fusion that has enriched our traditions, language, arts, cuisine, and way of life.
Fadli Zon added that the exhibition is not just a reflection of the past, but also a reminder that Indonesia's strength lies in its diversity. He hoped the exhibition could inspire visitors to preserve and celebrate cultural acculturation. Fadli also said that the exhibition will last for 3 months to come.
Still from the Minister of Culture, Fadli Zon, who emphasized that pantun, a traditional Malayan oral poetry, is not merely a form of entertainment, but also has historical and educational value that strengthens the national identity. Here is the detail by Ofra.
The Indonesian Ministry of Culture has revamped its commitment to preserve